time is 7 after the hour. It's November the 7th. A couple of thoughts for the day today. Friendship marks a life even more deeply than love. Love risks degenerating into obsession. Friendship is never anything but sharing. So think about your friends as you start the day, start the week. Who are your friends? Why are they your friends? Are they really your friends? Who in your life is your best friend? Jennifer, who's your best friend?
My best friend is, well, Trisha, who I went to high school with.
Okay.
But I feel like I have lots of best friends.
No, not by definition. Best is the superlative.
So
you have one.
The
you have one best friend. You have best. You have good friends, better friends, and the best friend. Best would be the top of the heap. Richie, who would you say is your best friend?
Well, I think she's kind of right. I mean, obviously.
No, she isn't. That's by definition.
I'm wrong.
See, it's best is one.
My
one
wife
person.
Is my best friend because she's who I spend most of my time with. But,
well, it didn't necessarily mean just because you spend most of your time with her or with him that they would be your best friend. There are plenty of people who could be.
She doesn't fulfill all of my friendship needs. For example, Friday night, Joe and I, or Saturday night, Joe, one of my best friends since the fourth grade, third grade.
One of my bestest friends.
We went to see the Bodines at the State Theater.
Yeah.
Joe and I go to all the concerts all the time. We go to Jazz Fest all the time. We go take our cars to the car shows and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife isn't interested in that stuff. Yeah. I need to have another best friend for that kind of stuff.
Another bestest friend.
Then there's my buddy Jamie.
Uh-huh.
Jamie and I go out and do certain things, mountain biking, and we'll go watch the game together. That's another best friend you got to have for those kind of activities.
There you go. All right, well, it's worth a thought or two or three about friendship today. I was sent a birthday card.
Yes.
You know you've reached middle age when a doctor, not a policeman, tells you to slow down. All right, so anyway, the weekend was... As weather-wise, around the country, it was pretty good. I was in Chicago overnight on Saturday. It was wonderful, beautiful, actually, in Chicago. And it's been beautiful. It's funny how it all comes, you know, in the farming community, we look for the extension of the good weather as long as possible. No frosts, you know, give us till the end of October in New England before you have a frost. Well, you have a frost early and then things can't grow anymore, but then the weather goes to 60, 70, 80 degrees. It's going to be 67 degrees, 65 most of the week here in New England. Beautiful weather for farming, except everything has been ruined by the snow that came a week ago today, remember? We were digging out the farm in that I have in the middle of the state just on Friday sort of got down to where it ought to be so that you can see the grass and the cows can eat it. It's a weather weird Wonderland, I guess. So Mother Nature has observed and created her own festival, if you will. Let's see, the World Champion Pumpkin Chunkin' contest this weekend in Bridgeville, Delaware. Did you go to that?
I didn't. I watched it on the Science Channel.
And how'd they come out?
They put this on TV.
Well, they won't be on for a few more weeks. They run the show, the TV show, from Halloween to Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh, they do?
So right now we're just watching the first couple of rounds.
Uh-huh. We have this weekend, not only was it my birthday, special observances, festivals going on. Let's see, it was Donut Appreciation Day on my birthday.
See, there you go.
Hey, that works out. You love donuts.
Was Sadie Hawkins Day.
Hey, that works out. You love Sadie Hawkins.
Guy Fawkes Day. Gunpowder Day, actually, in England. You know that story. Everybody knows
that. What's Gunpowder Day?
Oh, you don't know that? There were 11 men who were led by Guy Fawkes who came together to find a way to return England to the Catholic faith. This was the time of King James. You remember the King James version of the Bible?
Okay.
He had been sending Jesuits into exile, not exactly a progressive thinker. So the conspirators were plotting to kill the king and all the members of Parliament by blowing up the House of Parliament on November 5th. They had put barrels of gunpowder all around the Houses of Parliament, but the plot was discovered at the end of the day on November 4th. The conspirators were arrested, tried, and convicted and executed on November 5th. It was a fast trial.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take long.
No, there it is. End of the story. He was there's a celebration that takes place, a bonfire sort of, every year by those who supported it. In other words, the Catholic faith was shortly after that, and it became the Episcopal faith, the Episcopal sect, if you will, of the Protestant Church, more like the Catholic Church than any other. But the protestors, who had been around for centuries, but not in England, they'd been protesting in Germany, more France, you know, Martin Luther and Calvin and that bunch have been. It's amazing what we do. Even these churches themselves don't teach the origins of their particular sect. It's kind of weird. I was driving around Chicago yesterday, actually, and I saw there's this village church of the Bible. What does that mean? The village church of the Bible.
They teach the Bible, don't they?
What version of the Bible?
In the village. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
The village version. Is that, do the village people come in and sing?
That's right. The village idiots there.
No. Well, I don't go that far. Okay, let's see here. Parker Brothers introduced the board game Monopoly on November 5th, 1935.
Ooh, love Monopoly. I love Monopoly. Yeah. You know, it takes hours and hours.
There are Monopoly, where did I see, it's Scrabble contests. Do they have Monopoly contests like there are Scrabble contests?
Oh, I'm sure.
Anywhere? Hey, Dougie.
Hey, Jennifer.
When you play Monopoly, what piece are you?
I'm the king.
There is no king.
There's no king.
I'm always the car. I always insist on being the car.
I actually don't play Monopoly. You never play Monopoly.
I don't play board games. However, I am...
Because you can't sit down for 2 hours, right?
Well, I don't know about sitting down for two hours.
You will when you have a grandkid, Grandpa Dougie.
Yeah.
That appears not to be in the offing at the moment. Well, I hope I'm going to know. One way or the other, I hope. A friend of mine got me a book called King Doug. And it is.
Why are they feeding into this?
Yeah, really.
Who is his friend? Give me their name.
Okay, just here's what I would suggest you do, because you'll get a kick out of it. Google the book and see what it's about. I think you will get a large charger. That's the best way. I can put the cover up. I'll send the cover along so that we can put the cover of the book on DougStephan.com, and I think you'll get a kick. And I felt good. This is one of those birthdays. People say, "Oh, you're getting older. When are you going to do this?" Well, I was getting older when I was 35. I was getting older when I was 25. It's so silly how people are about a number. You know, this is the anniversary, by the way, of Anna Mary Robertson Moses, better known as.
Anna Mary Robert Moses.
Anna Mary Robertson Moses.
Robertson
who Moses. Was Anna? We'll make this a 2020 sort of quickie quiz, even though we're a little early. Anna Mary Robertson Moses was known as, and you can tell us, fill in the blank, all right? Somebody who was important to November 5th through 7th.
I don't know.
And in particular, yeah, I know you don't know, Richie. That's why I asked the question. Perfect!
Wow.
So people can learn what the answer is and therefore have something to talk about. The old water cooler conversation. Who was this lady who was very special?
Oh.
Anna Mary de Robertson Moses. I always love it when the light bulb goes off in Richie's brain.
Very
oh!
Nice.
Right, who was that?
He Googled.
800. That's all right. Use the tools that are at your disposal and help yourself to knowledge.
I took a shot with my own brain, and it didn't work like 800, always, so I had to resort to
No, don't put your brain down. You're oftentimes right about that. Here's the blackest thing that's happened on my birthday. And this is just sort of, I'm reading this stuff on the plane and thinking to myself, wow, this is the stuff you'd find in a newspaper on whatever the day is. The cigarette manufacturing machine was patented on this day in 1876, on November 5th, 1876, by a gentleman named Albert H. Hook. How about that?
Isn't that funny?
For the invention. Hook. Manufacturing machine for cigarettes. His name was Hook. How about them apples? All right, so who's going to be the first to figure out who this lady is? I want to have you figure out who Anna Mary Robertson is, and we'll talk about her a little bit, as she has relevance. Let's see what else is going on. This week it's Veterans Day on Friday. This is one of these holidays that they don't move it around. for the convenience of the labor unions. So it happens to fall on a Friday this week, so this year, so you'll have a three-day weekend, many of you. And then we have Thanksgiving after that, and people are already shopping for Christmas, and there are all kinds of things that are working their way around into us realizing that the year is coming to a close. Isn't it amazing?
I know.
It's almost awful. Never mind amazing. Awful. Later in the hour, some cars in the focus here on Good Day. Right now, though, your health and well-being. There's another million bottle giveaway announcement that we started making last week. I think it was last week or the week before. This is the focus here is on one of the important things. This is an ingredient for life and longevity that you need to have in your body. Omega-3s. Oils. Good for your heart. Good for your brain. Good for your joint health. That's why you need to know about Master Omega-3. A double concentrated omega-3 supplement that helps support absorption, no unpleasant aftertaste, and the special purification process that is there to remove impurities. This is the best omega-3. It's incredible. You need to have these. Everybody needs to take these every day. And to get you started, you can get a free bottle of Master Omega-3 right now by calling 800-359-7904. That's 800-359-7904. And when you call, you're going to ask about the Master Omega-3. But the person on the other end of the phone is going to tell you, you also have a free bottle of Green Supreme, their multivitamin, with 25 fruits and vegetables. So this is the best of all possible worlds. Free bottle of Master Omega-3 to get you started and have you understand how good and important it is for your system. And a free bottle of Green Supreme multivitamin I've been taking every day for years. 800-359-7904.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision that benefits themselves at your expense. Sock Love Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Yesterday, to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the moon landing, the three astronauts from Apollo 11 visited the White House. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, actually. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were allowed to set foot inside the White House while Michael Collins was forced to drive around in circles outside.
Aha! Uh-huh. They were the first to go around the moon. The full moon, this month known as the snow moon, symbolic of frost fairies, protection, hope, warmth, healing. The frosty moon. There used to be a little restaurant in Framingham called the Frosty Tea. Now they have, what do they call those? There are a number of ice cream restaurants in Los Angeles. Is it Tasty? What do they call it? Frosty?
Oh, Tasty Freeze.
Tasty Freeze. That stuff is yummy, yummy. So how many people are wondering today, as you get started, why there are 7 days in the week? How many people have wondered that, perhaps, for most of their lives? You ever look up at the moon and think how amazing it is that it goes around the Earth every 28 days? You ever think about how amazing it is that the Earth turns around at 1,000 miles an hour, thus we have 24 hours, and the planet is divided up evenly into 24 segments? Do you ever wonder how it is that the Earth... That sounds like Andy Rooney, doesn't it?
You do. I was just thinking, is this your tribute?
You ever wonder why?
Well, I mean, think about it, though, for a second. What about the Earth? This is perfection. The Earth goes around the sun every 365 and a quarter days. Have you ever wondered what happens to the extra few hours of the moon? It's actually 28 days, 9 hours, I think. And as far as the 365.4 days getting around the thing that around the sun, the thing that amazes me is how we seem to come out even. We have 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour. Where did that come from?
Who broke all that down?
Yeah, that's a man.
Those early astronomers who figured out, okay, listen, we do this exactly in this amount of time.
Yeah.
So if we divide that into this and then divide that into this and divide that into this, it all works out.
And 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Why do we have 7 instead of 8 or 5? And why is it that this has never been changed? You go back to the earliest written history of our planet, and kind of there's an acknowledgement that 7 days is the length of this phase of the moon, and that's why timekeeping, it was all first built on the moon by the Emperor Constantine in AD 321. So it goes back thousands of years. The Mesopotamian astrologers, say that again, Doug, Mesopotamian astrologers, the ones you're talking about, Richie, are the ones who were actually able to put the sun and the moon and the other things, the first major planets that were visible to the naked eye, they put those in a particular space. So, and is it religion? Is based on it too, right? Every 7 days, you're supposed to be religious.
Well,
you're supposed to acknowledge your religion anyway by worshiping or celebrating in some mass way. I just find it amazing how all of these things fit together. You think I'm silly? Am I like stars in my eyes sort of stuff? I think you're
waxing poetic today.
Was originally associated with the Julian calendar.
Yeah.
Which we know of. Which replaced the Gregorian calendar.
Yes.
In the 16th century.
Mm-hmm. There you go. 800-510-8255. Who is Anna Mary Robertson Moses, Dave?
Typhoid Mary.
Typhoid Mary is not the right answer.
But it's funny.
That's a good one. That's a good guess. Typhoid Mary. Who was Typhoid Mary, and why was she called Typhoid Mary, do you know?
She carried the disease, and it was very contagious.
Yeah, that's true. Was she the one who actually carried it? Yeah, I guess she was. I've forgotten the exact story. No, yeah. That's not who we're looking for.
What a bummer to be her.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out...
Typhoid Mary.
Yeah. We're trying to figure out who Anna Mary Robertson Moses is. Very famous lady. Dave, thanks for your try. 800-510-8255. The Good Day Program with Jennifer, Rich, and Doug at 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you might think it's hard to get more off the beaten path than Antarctica. Although it may sound harsh and inhospitable, Antarctica's summer season takes place during our winter between November and March. And it's not as cold as you might think, and best of all, you get about 23 hours of daylight at that time of the year. Now, if you need creature comforts, there are specialized nature cruises at the South Pole with companies like Lindblad and Abercrombie & Kent. They're not cheap, but you'll see plenty of glacial landscape, along with incredible wildlife like blue whales and emperor penguins. Or you can try an adventure cruise from Quark Expeditions that combines sightseeing with activities like mountain climbing and canoeing, along with an expert guide, of course. And most people never think of island hopping in the South Pole, but you can actually do that on the Falkland Islands. This archipelago is known for its easy access to wildlife, including the largest albatross colony in the world. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
I'm in a state of tabination, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is the Good Day program, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. First full week of November the 7th. We have Veterans Day to celebrate on Friday. This is National Nurse Practitioners Week, for those of you who are read into that. It's World Kindness Week. I thought that ought to. And it's, by the way, National Fig Week, too, Richie.
Oh, ooh. Fig Week, yeah. Fig
Great. Week. Get figgy with it.
All right. National Farm City Week. That's a good. That's something that I would embrace. Obviously, there's a video that I found. Actually, a friend of mine found it, and I have sent it along so that we can put it up on the web. The difference between the rich and the poor, the people in the city and the people in the country, that you'll see at DougStephan.com later on this week. Meanwhile, looks like we are getting somewhere and trying to find out who Mary Robertson Moses was. Who is this person? And why was she important? Here's Bernice in Plainfield, Illinois. Hi, Bernice.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay.
All right. Who was this lady?
Grandma Moses.
Grandma Moses. And why was she well known?
I guess she lived to be over 100 years old.
That's one thing about her.
She lived to 101.
She lived to be 101.
Hold on
just a second. Holy Moses. Betty, what was she known for, Grandma Moses?
I believe she was the artist painter.
She is, she was a folk artist, had 10 children, 5 of them died at birth. She was called either Mother Moses or Grandma Moses and exhibited as Mrs. Moses some of her artwork. So that's the story. And we all have heard of her, not probably because of what she did, but just that name sort of rings eloquently, doesn't it? Grandma Moses. Yeah, we've heard. I'm trying to remember though when I first heard. How old were you, do you think, Betty, when you first heard about Grandma Moses?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I just remember people talking about her and how she took it up late in life.
Yeah, well, artwork. Yeah, she was a late bloomer, if you will. And don't have to be sorry, Betty. It's okay. All right. So, Bob, what do you know about Grandma Moses?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Good for you, Bob. I'm glad you called. Betty, what do you know about Grandma Moses?
Hey, Doug, this is Betty in Sumter. I just know the same thing that this last lady named Betty knew, that she was an old lady that painted. She was an artist.
Yep, she was, an old lady
kind
who
did. It's a pop culture term when you see someone who's very old to say, oh, there's Grandma Moses. You know,
yeah, it is kind of
apparently, Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies was named Daisy Moses in honor of Grandma Moses.
And she was awesome. She worked up until she passed away, and she was old when she died.
She was.
Yeah, he'll build
sure
a
about
mom.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Norman Rockwell was from upstate New York, or from Vermont, and knew Grandma Moses, who was from upstate New York. And in one of his paintings, the famous one, Christmas Homecoming, the woman in the upper left-hand corner of the painting is Grandma Moses.
Interesting. You sure of that?
That's what Wikipedia says.
You take that to the bank? You and Wikipedia.
I'll take it to the bank as far as it'll let me, until I have to put up my own money.
Right. Well, here's something. That's it. So we have that taken care of. Thank you to those of you who were successful in figuring that out. Appreciate
certainly
it.
Certainly didn't think this morning when I woke up that I'd be talking about Grandma Moses today.
Isn't that the important thing, though, to not know what to expect? What,
that's
you wanted
right.
to talk about Herman Cain? You want to talk? Yeah, right, exactly. The Occupy Wall Street protesters who, this is one of the most shameful examples, by the way, if I may have an aside for a moment. One of the most shameful examples of the news media not being the snooze media. That's really and the news media has so concocted stories about the folks who are protesting, mostly because they being the protesters, are not organized as any one group. It's people are so foolish, and they think, okay, here's a, because some guy in a suit sitting in front of a teleprompter. Or a newsman in front of a microphone, or somebody writing a story. Here's what the Occupy protest movement is all about. No, it isn't what it's all about. There are so many different figures, if you will, that are involved in these things. So many different channels in which their energy is being directed. And so many different... I was walking by where the protesters were in Chicago on Saturday. And they were there peacefully... protesting a lot of things. Yeah, there are a lot of kids who want everything for nothing. That's what kids are about, apparently. I guess they still are. A lot of kids have always wanted stuff for nothing. Again, when I say kids, young people who went to college and they're protesting because they don't have a job, and that's something... okay, so what do you... Beside protesting, what are you doing about
it? Yeah.
All right, that's number one. But there are so many people... around, depending on where you are in the country, that are protesting government involvement in things where there is no place for the government to be involved, where they are protesting where our sources of food, what we, you know, getting bad food all the time. And it's very interesting how, and this I gleaned out of reading a story in, I think it was one of the Chicago papers, about what people don't know about where their food comes from and how long it gets trucked. For example, they gave an example, I use example twice in the same sentence, of lettuce grown in California and trucked to New Jersey to a warehouse for a company called Sysco, S-Y-S-C-O, which delivers foodstuffs
to
restaurants.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
it traced all of the shipping is done by UPS refrigerated across the country in trucks. And you know, they have those labels on the side of them and stuff, so you know how long the thing's been out there. But it's amazing to trace where our food comes from. Food for thought, if you will, at 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
Are you friends, sand or snow?
Snow
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
I've got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
We're back to Dreamland here on Good Day with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horan. I'm Doug Steffen, 33 after 27 for the new hour, as we bring you in for the last few minutes of this hour. Confidentially, there's a story behind a story here, and part of the story has to do with Constance Marie, who stars in the film Puss in Boots. So this is a children's movie.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, children's movie.
The great thing about the Shrek franchise, though, is that it's for kids, but it definitely has some adult humor built into it, too, so it's fun for parents. Yeah.
Is that why Constance Marie, she looks like an adult. I'm looking at a picture of her. Are you an adult, Constance?
I think
Constance?
She's over 18.
Over 18.
I'm just going to sit here and listen to you guys talk about me. How's that?
That's really good. You probably come up a lot. So is it fun working with George Lopez?
Oh, my God, it's hilarious.
Really? Why did you like working with him? You were his...
His wife.
He's insane. He is insane, and he's hilarious, and the things that he makes you laugh at, that you involuntarily laugh at because he's just so dark and so funny. It's mind-boggling. Mm. You become dark and twisted yourself.
All right, hold on a second. I just now remember where I saw you from. We've been having this conversation off the air about you with the George Lopez. I remember you from Selena. That's where I remember you.
That was nice.
For those who don't remember that story, she was fabulously popular Hispanic singer who got killed. And I'm trying to remember, it was a sordid thing happened like 4, 5, 6 years ago, didn't it? Or was it longer?
It was the president of her fan club.
Yeah.
Yes. That was, almost 20 years ago.
Wow. No. Has it been that long? You don't look old enough to have played the role 20 years ago. That would be.
It was actually 16 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, honey, fat padding and some age makeup. I can play anybody. I can play Puss in Boots' mom, a 55-year-old overweight Spanish woman. I can do anything.
But you don't have to because nobody sees you. And that's the problem with this movie. Nobody sees you, right?
Well, yeah, they do see me. It's actually quite surreal. I was at the premiere and I was like, really? Is that me? That's my voice coming out of that character?
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that?
Well, the process of making it was the strangest thing because it was just me alone in a booth with a director in the dark staring at a white piece of paper, and he's like, do that one again. And you have to create it all in your imagination.
So, Constance, the essence of what goes on when you do these, apparently there are two different ways of doing it, because we talked to somebody who did one of these, and they, the way they did it in that process is the animation had all been done. The lips are moving, and your voice has to fit into the movement of the lips of the character.
Yes, that's called when you're looping something. That sounds like they were mostly done with the process.
Yeah.
When the way I did it was, it's like they've got the entire thing complete, but they need little bits here and there, so you have to match the lips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's called looping. That's usually at the end of the process. My character was, before anything was animated with her, they had to have my dialogue, and then they would do the animation to my lips and my timing.
Yeah, because you're Constance Marie. Dang it.
Was it hard working by yourself in the room? Because, you know, normally you have George Lopez. You have somebody working next to you. Was it hard doing this all alone in the room?
It was kind of weird. I never really felt like I was in the movie because, like, the audition process for it was the same as recording every single time. So you never felt like this any transition. I never saw any footage until towards the end when I was like, please let me see something. I feel like I'm not even in this. And it was really beautiful to see because it wasn't completed yet. So part of the scene would be like literally what looked like drawn stick figures moving, and then it would transition to rough animation, then it would complete in like full blown animation, and you were like, wow,
a lot different than the flip book of the olden days, right?
If I were Antonio Banderas, I would be so upset. Here you go, you have you, Constance Marie, and then you have Salma Hayek, and you don't even get to sit in the same room as them as you do when you do the movie with them. I would be seriously upset.
The upside is you don't have hair, you don't have makeup, you don't even have to brush your teeth, although it's greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Whoever uses the microphone after you.
All right, so this doesn't require rehearsal. You can actually get the job done in an afternoon or a day or two, even though the director, I've had sessions where a director has said, you know, I'll read a commercial and he'll say, oh, well, let's try the first line this way. And that's really kind of the way you've described this. That sounds like what goes on here. So you don't have to really have even any feeling for the character because the guy's going to tell you how he wants the inflection to go, where he wants the sentence to end, all that sort of. It's like a mechanic.
Well, but you have to know who your character is before you get there.
Yeah.
Like, I do a lot. I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not that talented. Maybe I do need a tremendous amount of prep work for no reason. But I come up with the character at home.
Yeah.
Because you have to have options. Because when I'm alone in the room with this director and he goes, let's try it this way, I have to have a concept of, oh, maybe I could do it this way, and maybe this way will be funny, and maybe this way will be funny. So doing that, it's actually harder, I think, because you have to come up with it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you noticed, but I am not a 55-year-old overweight Spanish woman with a thick accent.
No, you are not.
All right, so do you have children, Constance Marie?
Yes, I have a 2.5-year-old baby.
She's too easy young. Greeny mommy.
I'm an easy greeny mommy. That's
yeah.
Right.
We have less than a minute left, Constance. Tell us what the easy greeny mommy is on your website, ConstanceMarie.net.
Easy greeny mommy means that there are a tremendous amount of toxins in the world, and the further we keep them away from our newborns and our infants, the better their health will be from the very beginning.
Raw milk, baby.
Raw milk? She drinks partially homogenized milk, which means there's still cream at the top, which is yummy.
Doug's a dairy farmer, and he sells raw milk on his farm, so he's all about the getting out the chemicals.
Yeah, you know what? Those chemicals aren't standing there for any good reason anyway.
Nope, they sure aren't. They sure aren't.
Get rid of them.
All right, so I'm going to take my son and my daughter to go see Puss in Boots this weekend.
And I'm going to rent a kid so I don't look funny.
Can I just say that it's for grown-ups, too? You will really, really like this.
I know. I use the kids as an excuse.
Like Halloween and all the candy?
Absolutely.
All right, Constance Marie in the number one movie, Puss in Boots. The star of this. You said you went to the... You went to the premiere, people knew who you were. They knew you were the...
They knew who I was, but I didn't know who else was in the darn movie because I hadn't seen anything.
Antonio, what are you doing here?
Yeah, nice. I saw Billy Bob Thornton, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's so sweet, he's supporting Puss in Boots. And then somebody said, Constance, he's in the movie.
That's
maybe it's just me, but they didn't let me mingle with anybody.
That's funny.
All right, nice to have you here, and good luck with your career and continued success.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Constance Marie. Puss in Boots
hysterical.
At the movies this weekend.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Pause. positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time for some technology talk here as we try to make your using technology a little easier, therefore making your life better. That's the idea here. For the most part, that's what we're here to do. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and me with the technology tailor, Alex Goldfein. Do you know what has happened since the Groupon IPO? Kind of serious dough here we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Groupon going for an initial public offering. So we'll have Alex give us the good news next here on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
We talked last week about Groupon, how its IPO value was in a constant state of flux leading up to Friday's launch on the NASDAQ. We talked about how investors were hesitant because there were so many competitors, literally hundreds, and how the barrier to entry into the deal of the day category is virtually zero. Anybody can do it. Well, Friday the stock had its IPO, and it went quite well. The stock launched at $20 a share, closed at $26.11, which is an increase of 30% in one day. That is a valuation of $16.7 billion for the company, which is about 3 times more than Google's $6 billion buyout offer in December. Remember, everyone wondered what's wrong with Groupon back then that they would reject such a massive offer. Well, now that it's public, Groupon's closing price on Friday made it as big as Yahoo. It made it 10 times the size of AOL and more than 15 times the size of the New York Times. This is all according to CNET. Who says the economy is struggling? I'm Alex Goldfein.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at the behest of those who love to talk about what's on Facebook. Jennifer is in charge. I've made her the person that knows what's going on when it comes to the Facebook connection. Here's the story of another person who has taken Facebook far too seriously. Story today at DougSteffen.com of a woman who was so upset, a woman in Iowa, so angry, she was unfriended on Facebook. Unfriended. Her name, Jennifer Christine Harris of Des Moines, being held in jail on a $100,000 bond after she set fire to a garage at the home of Jim and Nikki Rasmussen, forcing the couple to flee their home in the middle of the night. The siding on
that
the house
should not be allowed to walk the streets. That's crazy.
The garage roof collapsed. The report suggests that, let's see, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. The police were brought in, obviously, investigating this whole thing. But the essence, this 30-year-old woman attempted to burn the house down because the couple unfriended her on Facebook. That story of Doug Steffen.
Psycho.com.
Kind of like some of the calls we've had today, Richie.
This could be someone you want to date, Dougie.
Cool story?
Yeah, cool story.
Yesterday,
Richie,
I had to go to Home Depot, so I took Juliana with me. And, of course, we get there, and she wants to ride in
Juliana's
one of the little...
the young daughter,
my 4-year-old daughter. Yeah. And she wants to ride in one of the race car carts.
Yeah.
So we go, and there's 4 or 5 there. They are all disgustingly filthy.
Yeah.
So I find the cleanest one, wipe it down a little bit. So I tweeted about it. I said, hey, at Home Depot, how about you use one of those pressure washers in aisle 6 and clean your carts? And they got back to me,
and they
said, please tell us the location of the store, and we'll make sure that somebody knows about it.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is good. Very good. See?
Yeah.
Power of the people. Remember, right? Isn't it the power of the...
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
What's the expression? There's an expression that
there's
I found.
There's an expression, power to the people.
No, it is both of them.
That's a song.
59 after on Good Day.